Welcome to the Daily News Update for Monday, October 26th, 2020. We're only a week away from the election, but I feel really blessed by God today. It's amazing, this overwhelming feeling of being guided and following a path that will lead us to victory, to a mass awakening, a shift in consciousness, and I hope a return to morality and ethics, a return to the principles that were taught by Jesus Christ, right? And I think we are on this incredible path right now, and you and I are part of it. And I just had this overwhelming feeling of being blessed today, blessed that I've got the resources to continue to build platforms like Brighteon.com and Brighteon.social that enable other people to have free speech. You know, I've got a large operation of manufacturing food, you know, supplements, superfoods, and everything at the Health Ranger store. And we were able to expand that this year because there's so much support. I just feel this overwhelming, it's a combination of calm and optimism and divinity. I don't know how exactly to describe it. I'm telling you, there are bad times coming. We know that, but there's the sense that we can be guided through it if we hold true to our morality and our beliefs. And I know this isn't about today's news. I'll get there in a second, but I just had to share this with you. And speaking of today's news, by the way, some of what's feeding into this, have you seen the changes in the polls? All of a sudden, as we're getting closer to the election, Biden is dropping like 7 points in the polls. Rasmussen poll today has Trump ahead nationally. Trump could win the national popular vote, at least if it wasn't for all the fraud by the Democrats. And also, I've seen other reports today where the youth turnout this year is like 1/4 of what it was in 2016 relative to the other voters. The youth vote isn't turning out at all. And why should they? I mean, look at who their candidate is, Joe Biden. This Alzheimer's patient who inspires no one and can't even show up, can't even talk straight. There are no young people in America excited about Joe Biden. That's why no one's showing up at his rallies. His rallies are empty. Empty. And by the way, I've seen other reports of early voting results that are showing Trump is in the lead in places, or I should say Republican votes are in the lead in places where he's not supposed to be in the lead. Like Wisconsin, for example. And Trump is going to crush Florida. and he may take Pennsylvania. We'll see. But I believe that Trump is going to win this election in a landslide. Over 300 electoral votes. And there is a chance, I believe now, there is a chance he may win the popular vote. And I actually think that all the rigging of fake votes by the left now is just to try to prevent Trump from winning the popular vote. They already know on the left that Trump is going to win the Electoral College. They know that. That's why they put all these plans in place for the mass uprisings and the chaos and the, you know, the attempted kinetic coup, the Civil War, all that stuff. They know Trump's going to win. They're just trying to prevent him from getting the popular vote. Because if Trump gets the popular vote too, then they, the left, have no argument to say, oh, well, he's not our president. He didn't win the popular vote. So that's what their fraud is all about. Now, they know Biden can't win. They just want to stop Trump from getting the popular vote. Now, before we get into the headlines today, a couple of other notes. You may have noticed I'm not writing as many feature stories. I usually would write one each morning. Right now, I'm not able to do that. I'm spending a lot of time prepping. I'm putting together more night vision gear for family members as well. I'm doing more training at night. I'm working on rifles. I'm doing more ballistics for the long range platforms, and some other things that I probably don't care to mention. You know, all legal, of course. I always stick with the law here, but I'm doing a lot of prepping, and so I'm not writing as much. But honestly, all of us should be maybe not spending as much time online these days and spend more time prepping because of what's coming. Now, I did speak with one of my contacts in military intelligence over the last few days. And he said that the Pentagon has intercepted signals. They've been intercepting the cell phones of the radical left-wing Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups. You know, they've done cell phone cloning and all that. And they've intercepted messages that indicate they believe there will be an instigation of violent uprisings in certain cities before the election. And they are looking at Halloween or the day after Halloween. And the effort of this will be to cause massive disruptions and to make voters fearful to go to the polls and to try to just completely disrupt the entire election, throw it into chaos and uncertainty. Because, again, they know they can't win, but they can cause uncertainty and chaos. That's their game plan at this point. So for this reason, we need to be ready for events to happen, you know, end of this week, essentially. Okay. And then another friend of mine, we were talking this morning, and he reminded me that his contacts are saying this is a total war is coming. Total war is coming. That the left won't be playing politics much longer. They're going to pull out their guns and mortars and RPGs and just start mass killing anyone who is their political enemy. That's what it's going to come to. Perhaps beginning, you know, in a week or so, at least in certain areas. So we need to be ready for total war. I plan to do an article about that with more specifics, but honestly, I just don't know if I'm going to have time to get to it because of the prepping that I'm doing. In fact, it's a little bit of a challenge to get this daily news podcast done each day. And I'm sorry it's later than I intend it to be, but you wouldn't believe the demands on my time right now. Nevertheless, I'm grateful that you're taking the time to listen. I know your time is valuable too. And we're all on the same clock here, right? We only have the same number of hours in the day, and we're all short on time, given what's coming. Oh, I do. Also, before I get into the headlines, I do want to mention that I've noticed right now is a very good time to stock up on food supplies from your grocery store, because a lot of grocery stores are back at pretty good stock levels right now of things like oils and butter and flour and, you know, whatever, kind of the staples, right? Bags of rice, beans, things like that. Whereas guns and ammo continue to be completely sold out. So forget it. You can't buy guns and ammo anymore, but you can right now. You can go to the grocery store and you can load up on all those things that I mentioned, the staples. And I suggest you do, because according to the information I'm receiving, there is a second wave of lockdowns coming. A second wave, probably another bioweapon, is going to be released in the vaccines, as you know. And the media will use that to demand a second lockdown. And the second lockdown will result in massive disruptions. Logistics will collapse, you know, feeding the grocery stores. And plus, you've got the chaos of the left that will probably interfere with truck deliveries, fuel refineries, even bridges and so on, roadways. So I strongly advise you to go stock up on staples right now while you can. I'm doing it. And if you've got any friends who are willing to part with any ammunition and will sell it to you for, you know, cash or barter, maybe you've got extra silver coins or something, I would trade silver for ammo right now. Absolutely. I'd rather have the ammo than the silver, frankly. So take this as kind of your last opportunity to stock up on essential supplies before real chaos begins. Okay, now getting to the headlines. I know I spent a little too much time on that, but here we go. Chinese hackers are targeting U.S. defenses and national security networks ahead of Election Day. So this feeds into what we've talked about before in my interviews with J.R. Nyquist and others, that China is looking at the weakness and vulnerability of the United States. When there is the uprising and the left-wing chaos, China is going to exploit that in order to exacerbate the disruptions, take down the power grid, interfere with water supplies and fuel refineries, and maybe even invade the United States with Chinese troops. You know, there are rumors of Chinese troops in the Northwest, in the Southwest, and even in the Northeast now. Yeah, so be ready. We've got another article, top five reasons not to get a flu shot. Flu shots are now killing dozens of people in South Korea. The number, the last number I saw was 25 in a story that we published. And then I saw another headline, I think last night, that said it's now up to 48. It's going to go to hundreds of people. Hundreds of people will die from flu shots in South Korea. And I think probably thousands will die from flu shots in America, but you just won't hear about it because it's all blacklisted by the, you know, the fake news media and big tech. Okay, a Biden insider says he was the recipient of the email that was found on Hunter Biden's laptop, and that he was a witness to Joe and Hunter discussing corruption deals. Okay, so we now have a confirmation that the information on Hunter Biden's laptop is absolutely true. By the way, there's a rumor floating around that Hunter Biden, and this is just a rumor, it's not confirmed yet. It's probably not true, but you might want to keep your eyes open for this. The rumor is that he's dead from an overdose. I mean, I don't know. I would think maybe the deep state took him out. You know, if he's dead, it's probably because they killed him to try to cover up all his crimes, you know, to protect the Joe Biden candidacy. But anyway, it's all just a rumor, so I wouldn't actually report that in a news story at this point. Just keep your eyes open if any more information surfaces. Another story talks about how Hunter Biden helped Chinese military contractors acquire weapons through something called Project Hansen. And then we've got a suicide spike in Japan. Because of the lockdowns, so many Japanese citizens are killing themselves. I mean, they're already in cramped conditions before this. Have you ever been to Tokyo? It's a, you know, you live in a little tiny 6 by 8 foot apartment. You know, you're practically living in a tomb anyway. Some people have just decided they're, you know, that's enough. I'm out of here. And they're taking themselves out. AstraZeneca begins advanced trials for COVID-19 antibody medication. These are some of the therapeutics that Trump is talking about. I've got a story there up on Natural News about how President Trump says Adam Schiff should be arrested for treason. Absolutely, he should. NPR refuses to report on the Biden scandal. And Sony Corporation has endorsed Black Lives Matter. Oh, why wouldn't they? Yeah, another big corporation endorsing terrorism and violence and racism and bigotry in America. Sure. Yeah. Sony, go for it. Remind me, I'm never going to buy Sony equipment ever again. No more Sony cameras. Not that I'm not a big fan of Sony anyway, but definitely won't do it now. Won't support that company. The same media that ran with the Trump-Russia collusion hoax for years with zero evidence, now they won't cover the Biden corruption story, even though there's an abundance of evidence and corroborating witnesses stepping forth. You know, imagine that. They claim, well, there's nothing confirmed about Hunter Biden's stories. Well, there was nothing confirmed about the Trump, you know, P dossier or the Russia collusion hoax. It was all made up. It was all fiction, but that didn't stop the media back then. And big tech, of course, allowed all those lies to trend, but they blocked the truth about Hunter Biden. Okay, and finally, just a couple more. The Biden team is trying to walk back his comments on ending the fossil fuels industry in America, realizing that, hey, a lot of jobs, like millions of jobs, depend on fossil fuels, whether it's natural gas or clean coal or oil or what have you. You know, all of farming, by the way, depends on diesel engines, running tractors and so on. You can't have food production without fossil fuels. So when Joe Biden talks about this dark winter that's coming, he's talking about the dark winter that he's going to put in place by banning fossil fuels and leading to mass starvation, you know, North Korea style. You'll be begging your dear leader for a bag of rice by the time Joe Biden's done with America. That's for sure. Unreal. And by the way, you know, just as a final comment here, don't you find it disgusting that Joe Biden pushes all these crime bills, throw people in prison for possessing drugs and dealing drugs and smuggling drugs, and his own son is a crack-smoking addict? I mean, just the hypocrisy. We should all be angry at these people, these political elite. They are immune to the law. The law never applies to them, does it? And we work our tails off, people like you and I. We work hard to earn an honest living, and then the government confiscates money from us. And what do they do with that money? Well, they pad their own pockets with corrupt deals so that people like Hunter Biden can smoke crack and bang prostitutes in China all day while collecting tens of millions of dollars in kickbacks and bribery and money laundering fraud. We should be pissed about it. These people are corrupt to their core. There's not a Democrat in Congress that isn't corrupt. And probably half the Republicans are corrupt too. Every corrupt politician in D.C., every corrupt bureaucrat, as far as I'm concerned, charge them all with treason. You know, get rid of all of them from the bureaucracy. Send them all home. We need to rebuild the whole system from scratch because it's become too corrupt, too much criminality, and these elitists think that they're better than everyone else, like they don't ever have to work a day in their lives. What has Joe Biden ever done in his whole life? Never worked a day, except as a parasite, sucking off your productivity so he and his family members can get hundreds of millions of dollars in money funneled to them because he's a bully. He's a political bully. Use the power of the United States to bully Ukraine and bully China. And reportedly even turned over names of CIA agents to China who had those agents killed. And then they gave payouts to the Biden family. So the Bidens got rich off the blood of their betrayal and their treason. As far as I'm concerned, they should hang for treason after being found guilty in a court of law. You know, Biden, he shouldn't be running for president. He should be in a treason trial is where he should be right now. So one more reason to vote for Trump. I think in his second term, Trump will get very aggressive against Biden and Obama and Hillary and John Brennan and all the other treasonous actors who conspired against not only himself, Trump, but also conspired against America. And it's time to not just drain the swamp, but end it. It's time to nuke the swamp. I don't mean literally, I mean politically and through the rule of law. Nuke the swamp. Obliterate it. Start over. Reboot the system. And that's what Trump actually stands for. So vote for Trump. We may have a chance. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Check out my social media posts at brighteon.social. Thank you for listening. God bless America.